الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، my dear respected elders and brothers, in the last few weeks we have been making mention and giving a brief commentary of the hadith which is known as Hadith Jibra'il. In our last bayan, we had looked at certain aspects with regard to ihsan, the desired quality which Allah Ta'ala wants us to inculcate. We had given a brief explanation with regard to that. After the question of ihsan, the strange person who appeared before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him about the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Mal mas'ulu anha bi'alam min as-sa'il." The person who is being questioned does not have any more knowledge than the questioner himself. Upon this, the question that was posed to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, give us certain signs with regard to Qiyamah. When will Qiyamah come? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this particular occasion made mention of two signs. Before I make mention with regard to these two signs, allow me to make mention of one or two things with regard to the signs of Qiyamah. Firstly, we understand from this hadith the importance of the day of Qiyamah, and also with regard to the importance of the signs of Qiyamah. In that, in the short hadith which can be termed as the summation of our deen, two questions together with Iman and Islam, two questions relate to the Akhirat and with regard to the signs of Qiyamah. And we today are very neglectful about this. The Sahaba were ever conscious with regard to the day of Qiyamah. Among the Sahaba, Hazrat Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as an expert scholar on the signs of Qiyamah. And he says that people used to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam various questions. But I used to ask him about future events and about the signs of Qiyamah, about Dajjal, because of the fear that perhaps Dajjal would come in our time. Look at this hadith. Perhaps Dajjal would come in our time and we would be ready about it. Hazrat Hudhayfa used to ask this question. Now, compare that with our neglect with regard to the signs of Qiyamah and with regard to Qiyamah. In fact, we feel embarrassed today to talk about Qiyamah. Or we feel embarrassed to talk about the last day. This in itself is a sign of the day of Qiyamah. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "La yakhruju Dajjal illa an ghaflatin min an-nas." Dajjal would not come but upon the neglectful. Dajjal would come about upon people when they are neglectful about him. Then Dajjal would make an appearance. Furthermore, with regard to the signs of Qiyamah, in today's time, prediction about the future events has become so common and has captured the imagination of so many people, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Hence the preoccupation with regard to the predictions of Nostradamus worldwide, of Andre Sneyman amongst the Afrikaners in this country. But the difference in that the predictions made by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly, it is divinely ordained. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other predictions, Allah knows what the sources they use. But the predictions made by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes from Allah. Hence, it is absolutely certain and without any doubt. Secondly is the vastness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prediction. Christian traditions also have few signs about the day of Qiyamah. But there are only five signs made mention in the scriptures. And literally, in the books of Ahadith, there are hundreds of signs mentioned by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every major book of Hadith has got a separate chapter on Ishratu Sa'ah, the signs of the day of Qiyamah. And the third amazing thing with regard to the predictions made by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been the accuracy with regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's predictions. Certain of those signs have already appeared. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his time, made mention with regard to the fall of the Roman Empire, any day that happened. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on one occasion, was standing on the Mount of Uhud, when the Mount of Uhud started rumbling. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stamped his foot on the Mount of Uhud and said, "Be silent and be quiet, because upon you there is a Nabi, there is a Siddiq, and there are two martyrs upon you." And who was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, and Hazrat Usman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam predicted about the martyrdom of the two venerable companions. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made mention in his time about the tragedy of Karbala. He made mention of the battle of Siffin. In the most beautiful manner he said, that لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقتلان فئتان عظيمتان. The day of Qiyamah would not come until two great Muslim forces fight with one another. دعواهما واحد. They claim will be one, that they are fighting for the benefit of the Ummah. And what is amazing is, he said, two Muslim armies refuting the claim of certain sects that one of the army, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, was not a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted that. He predicted the Mongol invasion of the Muslim lands. That also came to pass. Then amongst the signs of Qiyamah, there are two signs, the major signs, like the coming of Dajjal, etc., Yajuj, Majuj. And then there are the minor signs, which preceded, which will precede the major signs. And I would like to make mention of some of those ahadith which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention. And I would not give much elaboration. You would see that how clear those signs are vividly in front of us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان. The day of Qiyamah would not come until time would come very close to one another. فتكون سنة كالشهر. That the year would seem like a month. A month would seem like a week. A week would seem like a day. And a day would feel like a moment. Each and every one of us today, we can see that there is no barakat in time. We are seeing this right in front of us. Then we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some amazing things. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, as made mention in Musnad Ahmad, "Inna bayna yaday sa'ah," before the day of Qiyamah, you will find the following things. Tasleemul khassah. People will only greet their friends and people whom they know. They will not greet other people. Wafashut tijara. And tijarat and business would become so widespread. Hatta tu'een al mar'atu zawjaha. That the wife would help the husband in the business. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not make mention of this as a compliment. Let me make it clear. Then waqatul arham. You will find the severing of relationship. وَالشَّهَادَةُ الزُّورَ. You would find false testimony, and you would find people concealing the truth. Now we see this right in front of us. Now look at this one hadith, which appears in by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, but not in his sahih, in his other book, Adab al-Mufrad. لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يَبْنَ النَّاسَ بُيُوتًا يُوشُونَهَا. The day of Qiyamah would not come until people would construct their houses. And those houses, the layout and the sketch of this wouldn't be on embroidered and printed fabrics. You would see the designs of those houses on most beautiful fabrics. Do we not see this in happening today's time? Then Hazrat Ali al-Khudai radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from our beloved, narrates that someone asked Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Give me the signs of Qiyamah and give me the signs of Dajjal." He said, "I won't tell you about Dajjal, but I will give you certain signs that will happen prior to the coming of Dajjal." He went on to make mention of 70. One of them is amazing. He said, "Imatu Salat." Salat would become lifeless. There would be no life in people's Salat. It would become routine. What is also amazing is that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not say Tariqus Salat. He did not say people would forsake Salat. Because forsaking Salat is a modern day phenomena. It was never in the history of Islam. Yes, he said Salat would become lifeless. He did not make mention of Tariqus Salat. It comes in a hadith that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, used to come for Salat wa Jamaat in Isha and Fajr
only with one concern, that if they don't come, people would regard them as munafiq and hypocrites. Tariqus Salat, to forsake Salat, has never been in the history of Islam, is a modern day phenomena. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, Imatus Salat, Salat would become lifeless. Then another amazing thing, it comes, Nikahul Mar'ati bil Mar'a, wa Rajulu bil Rajul. It's also the words of the hadith. Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, that prior to the day of Qiyamah, men would get married to men, and women would get married to women. Now what is also amazing is again the words of the hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say zina. Did not say that they would fulfill their passions with one another. Because, I mean, zina was a common word. People knew about it. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it in the Quran. But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nikah of men would take place with men. Meaning it would be legalized in the society. It would become the norm in society. And this, we're seeing it happening today. I mean, 20 years ago, if it was disclosed that a public officer is a homosexual, he would have had to resign his post. But today it has become the norm. And Nabi Karim s.a.w. has predicted this type of things. And he said, Nikahul mar'ati bil mar'ah wa rajulu bil rajul. That nikah of men would take place with men, and men with women. Nabi Karim s.a.w. on one occasion said, Idha wustir al amru ila ghayri ahlihi fantazir sa'a. That when you see positions of trust being placed upon people who are not worthy of it, then wait for the hour. And we are seeing that right in front of our eyes. Then in one hadith, إِذَا ذُيِّئَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. That when amanat is abused, and people do not uphold the trust which has been entrusted upon them, then wait for the day of Qiyamah to come. Now these are all the signs that we are seeing right in front of us. We can continue making mention of them. There are so many signs which Nabi Karim s.a.w. has made mention. In one hadith it comes, the day of Qiyamah would not come until people would sit on elegant seats and come right to the door of the masjid. Now in that time, elegant seats would have meant the horses and camels. But what would you regard as elegant seats in today's time? The BMWs and Mercedes. And Nabi s.a.w. had said you would find people riding on elegant seats coming right up to the doors of the masjid. This is what Nabi Karim s.a.w. has predicted with regard to the signs. And it leaves us in no doubt whatsoever that we are in that particular time. However, we must bear in mind that Nabi Karim s.a.w. has not made mention of these signs as a matter of fact. That, you know, for us to hold up our hands and say that these things are inevitable, therefore let us just let it ride. If it's happening, let it happen. No. Let me give you an example our ulama give. If a person is staying on the river banks, and then someone tells him the river is about to flood its banks, what will he do? Will he say, if it's supposed to happen, let it happen? No. He say, yes, they have said and predicted that it's going to happen. Let me take precautions to stay away from the devastating effects of the floods. Similarly, when Nabi Karim s.a.w. has made mention of these signs, in a similar manner, we are supposed to stay away from this as far as possible, that we do not become the means of the day of Qiyamah coming. We do not become the means. And let us also make mention that while this will be difficult in today's time, Nabi Karim s.a.w. had said that prior to the day of Qiyamah, to be steadfast upon deen would be like catching a coal in one's hand, a burning coal in one's hand. Yet at the same time he said, the person who remains steadfast upon deen in the times of fitna, كَهِجْرَةِ إِلَيْهِ. His reward would be like that person who made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. If you remain steadfast upon deen in these difficult times, your reward would be like that person who made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. Anyways, let us come back to the hadith which we had under discussion. When the questioner asked Nabi Karim s.a.w. for signs, on this particular occasion, Nabi Karim s.a.w. gave him two signs. Talidul amatu rabbataha. He said the woman would give birth to her own mistress. A woman would give birth to her own mistress. Now the ulama have given various interpretations of this. And one of the reasons why they gave possible interpretations is that the reality of it seemed so far-fetched at that particular time that the ulama looked for possible alternatives and interpretation of the statement of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the interpretation is quite clear. And what it means is, prior to Qiyamah, disobedience of parents would become so widespread that daughters, whom normally are more obedient to their parents than sons, whom it cannot be even imagined of that they would become disobedient, not only would they become disobedient and insolent, but they would start treating their parents the way someone treats the slave girl. That is what is meant, that parents would give birth to their own mistresses. And we are seeing this. How widespread is disobedience of parents today? Someone once humorously said that today's parents are a very obedient lot. When they were small, they listened to their parents. And now when they are big, they listen to their children. Very obedient lot. And one contemporary scholar has given a very ajeeb interpretation of this. He says that we know that Europe was in abject misery and ignorance prior to the Renaissance. Modern history starts off with the Renaissance. And prior to that, they were in abject misery and ignorance. And they materially uplifted themselves from knowledge transmitted to them by the Muslims. In reality, the Muslims empowered a civilization, gave birth to a civilization, which in today's time has become their masters. It gave birth to a civilization, the Western civilization, which in today's time has become their masters. This is another possible interpretation. The second thing Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you would see barefooted, destitute shepherds, yatatawalul bunyan. They would erect high palatial buildings and they would compete with people with regard to the building of such palatial buildings. What it means is that wealth would come into the hands of people who are not worthy of it. And instead of using the wealth correctly, they would make a vulgar display of their wealth in building great, great buildings and competing with one another in the putting up of such buildings. Imam Hamza Yusuf is a scholar from America. And he once, I was listening to one of his lectures, and he said he once went to Dubai. And he was going with a taxi driver when he saw a beautiful building coming up. And next to it, there was a construction that was being raised to the ground. So he asked the taxi driver, what is this? So he said that, no, this sheikh and sheikh had put up such a beautiful building. Now next to it was a good building. But because the sheikh had put up such a beautiful building, this sheikh then realized that he's raising his building to the ground to put up another building which will be equivalent to that building. So he said, I related this hadith to the taxi driver. And he said, he was just astounded, and he said, Subhanallah. We are seeing what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said right in front of our eyes. After making mention of these two signs, the other signs are in other hadith, these two signs are in hadith of Jibreel. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after replying to this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, the stranger got up and he walked away. And I stood with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for some time. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Umar, do you know who this person was? And Umar radiallahu anhu said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. Allah and his Rasul knows best who the strange person was, whom we do not know. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inni Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum dinakum. It was Allah Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who came in the form of a human being to teach you certain aspects of your deen. Thus, in brief summation, in the past 4 weeks, or in far four bayans, we have made mention of the translation and a brief summary and explanation of this important hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.